Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jerry Dulac with a bombshell coming out of the Post-Gazette yesterday. Arthur Smith didn't like how much Russell Wilson was audibling, calling things at the line, adjusting protections and routes. This coming after the Steelers put up 44 points and over 500 yards against Cincinnati. Dorn and I, we buy it. We just don't think it's Arthur Smith's fault. We think it's Mike Tomlin's fault. And really, that's not a guess. Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He also, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he's our Steelers insider. He's brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years. LGKG.com. Raymond, good morning to you. Do you see it the same way that Doran and I see it?
Yeah, it's interesting. Arthur was asked about this on several occasions throughout the season, not specifically about his relationship with Russ, but, you know, he was pressed pretty good on several occasions about the difference between changing plays at the line of scrimmage and built-in checks at the line of scrimmage. Now, you know, Doran, I want to get your opinion on this because, you know, you've been in the league recently. I think with the offensive coordinators nowadays, and I'm guessing it was the same way when you played, there's a little bit more micromanaging going on. You know, they don't want quarterbacks changing plays. They want quarterbacks to change plays, to change to a play that the OC has already built into the check. So, I think that's what we're talking about here. The way Arthur painted it, he says there's not a lot of quarterbacks in the league who are allowed to change plays at the line of scrimmage. It's more so, you know, just these built-in checks that are more popular today. So I think that's the issue with Russ and Arthur. And, you know, if Russ comes back, we'll see if they can get on the same page this year.
I see what you're saying. Like, there is built-in checks, and I don't think anybody would go rogue. I think the problem would be was, okay, like, we put this play in training camp. Hey, I'm going to check this play in training camp. And offensive coordinators have, I don't think it's more the quarterback that they're worried about. It's more like a George Pickens of not being on the same page, and that's where, you know, you get off base and you throw an interception or something like that, or protection gets busted from a quarterback checking into something that's not really a part of the game plan.
Yeah, I could see that. Listen, you had a young offensive line, right? Zach Frazier is a rookie center. You know, he's in charge of the protections. You got other young guys on that offensive line, very green guys who are still learning the game. And we all know the issues that George Pickens has. So, like, I just remember, you know, Ben, you know, drawing up plays in the dirt, right? There was that game in Baltimore, I don't know how many years ago, where, you know, Canada was the OC, but he had confidence enough in his receivers and his veteran offensive line that they were going to do what he told them to do. So obviously it's a totally different scenario now with Russ and, you know, different pieces around the quarterback. But I definitely think that's a big part of it.
Right. Do you think that Arthur Smith preferred a different quarterback? Do you think he preferred Justin Fields over Russ or Russ over Justin Fields? Do you think that if he had a choice, like, he would have stuck with Justin Fields? Do you think that was the situation, or was he just like, okay, like, this is my offense. Whoever's a quarterback, we're going to run this offense at a high level, or try to.
Yeah, I mean, you could read into certain things that were said throughout the season. A lot of people have read into what Art Rooney said after the season about having two quarterbacks, and he kind of, you know, laid it out there that it was a little bit difficult to go from one style of quarterback to another. Now, listen, the Steelers were having success with Justin Fields, and I don't know what Arthur Smith's feelings were exactly at the time that change was made, but Mike Tomlin told us what his feelings were. He felt there was a lot more meat on the bone with Russell Wilson as the quarterback in terms of the passing game. So I don't want to speak for Arthur Smith, but I do think he was comfortable with Justin. They were winning games with Justin, and I think whether it's Russ or Justin who comes back, if it is Justin, I do feel like Arthur would feel like he'd be able to win games with him.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What I think is nuts, and Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us here on the Fan Morning Show, is that there was, in Mike Tomlin's opinion, more meat on the bone with Russ at quarterback. Yet I think his best attribute, Ray, is his brain. So Right. Wouldn't you then want him to use that to its max capacity, ipso facto, at the line of scrimmage? And Do you think this came down from the top? Or do you think this was mostly an Arthur Smith thing?
I mean, that's hard for me to say. I mean, it is Arthur's offense. I mean, he's a guy who's had success in the league, has been a head coach in the league. I think Mike does leave a lot to Arthur, and he kind of lets him operate on his own. I don't think that he has his hands in the offense as much as he does with the defense. I will say that. So, I don't really know how to answer your question, Adam. I do think if I had to take an educated guess, I think Arthur has more autonomy over the offense than a lot of people think.
Well, then it begs an obvious question, whether it was Mike Tomlin or Arthur Smith, why after the Bengals game, when it was the best offensive performance we've seen in, I mean, shoot, Ray, damn near a decade.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to what I was talking about with micromanaging. You know, you would think, and I'm not bashing Arthur, but you would think after that performance, even if Russ did color outside of the lines and he was doing things that Arthur maybe didn't like, maybe just go with it and just see where it takes you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're about to go into the toughest portion of your schedule. Let's see if we can keep that going.
And you're a head coach candidate. Like, you should just want the scoreboard to be lit up. It really doesn't matter how. It just matters what happens.
Yeah, listen, I was all for the Arthur Smith hire, and I still think he's a good OC, but there's a lot that doesn't add up here, and I don't think this story has ended. I think there's probably a lot more that's going to come out, especially if Russ doesn't come back.
Ray, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Man, I think the Eagles have the better roster, but the Chiefs just find ways to win. So, you know, I'm probably leaning Chiefs, but I was watching that the Super Bowl from a couple years ago, and like the Eagles controlled that game early. They were up 10, I think, at halftime. So, you know, I think we all know they can do it. I think it's just a matter of like the mind games. Can they do it against a team that always finds ways to win?
So Aaron Curry is now the inside linebacker coach with the Jets. To my knowledge, that's all they've done, Ray. Is that all they're going to do?
No, there's going to be a couple more, I think. You know, my understanding is sometimes these contracts will run into February. It's not just like the way Curry's fell was almost like, oh, his contract ran out January 31st. But that's not really the way it works. I think sometimes these contracts go a little bit more into February, and I think, you know, we'll hear something, one or two more probably within the next week or two, I would imagine.
All right, Ray. Appreciate your time. As always, good stuff. We'll talk to you next Wednesday at 8.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette says there could be more coaching changes coming.
That seems odd to me. Like,
through February doesn't make any sense to me, because you're going up then through the combine. Right, the start of the combine.
Right, but I know that the league year starts what, mid-March, so maybe. I mean, that's when the players' contracts are usually set.
I mean, I do say that with the coaching staff, because they're going to be a part of the player evaluation, both in free agency and certainly with the draft and the combine if they go through February. But they do fire scouting staffs all the time, right after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that happens around the NFL fairly frequently. Like, oh, we just put the draft together now. 15 scouts are gone. Back,
yeah.
See ya.
No, that's when their time is off. Like,
right.
They get the time off, and then whenever the season comes back around or college starts, then that's whenever they have to get their stuff ready. So, like, that makes sense with scouts.
Yeah.
But OTAs and things of that nature with coaches, you don't want to fire somebody right after the draft and then have to go into OTAs with a different coach.
Right. Like, point being, and I'm just pulling a name out here, like, if Carl Dunbar is there at the Senior Bowl and then at the Combine, and he's evaluating all these defensive line prospects, and you're taking his opinion into account, and then you let go of him after the Combine, like, that doesn't make much sense to me.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.